Simple ways exercise can improve your sexy time life. Because who's going to say, no, I don't want to improve it?
I like it to be just okay.
It could be great already, but there's always room for
there's
improvement.
There's always greatest.
Yes.
You'd be goated.
And you can always look forward to the greatest experience between two lovers.
All right, Carol, pay attention.
These are for the men as well, Jason, so you pay attention.
Well, I don't want to improve mine like that. Because it's torture if I'm already there.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. Like, if I'm not getting it, then it's like torture. So I would need it less. That's because of the wand. But go ahead.
There's always room for improvement.
Carol,
always.
Go. Listen.
For example, the exercises that will help improve your sexy time life, cardio.
Oh,
and it's
man.
Just the truth. There are whole commercials that say, my heart is healthy enough for sexual activity. You remember that commercial?
Yeah,
because at first you're like, what? That's a weird thing to say. But cardio and sexy time, your sexual health, go hand in hand.
You know, funny thing, you know, because Jason talked about being wanded, that's for his erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
No.
That used to have it. But like Viagra or whatever, all the commercials are like, are you healthy enough? So if you need it, more than likely you're probably out of shape.
Yep. Could be.
And you could have some heart issues, blood flow issues. You're having blood flow issues for sure.
Yes.
So you take something that like jacks your heart up when your heart's already
locked. Well, I
heard that scary. Viagra is like just kind of makes the blood flow better. So why would, you know what I'm saying?
All the commercials are like, check with your doctor first if you have heart issues.
But I think it's kind of, you know how it is. It's like the side effect of it, you got to watch out for. Don't have high blood pressure, low blood pressure.
Right.
But I think it actually, in some cases, when it actually increases blood flow. Overall.
Well, that's what it does.
Which can be bad if your valves ain't clear.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're having all that fatty ass or whatever they call it.
You have fat blockages or whatever.
How's your cholesterol?
Yeah. Don't have plaque.
Because it does say Viagra, which is another term for drug. It's also used to treat hypertension, like high blood pressure in the blood vessels that supply the lungs.
Yeah.
So it says don't use it. You ask your doctor if you have high blood pressure, but then it says that's what it's like for. So it's like weird.
Well, I think anytime you're just going to take those kinds of medications, it is best to let somebody know that you're on them.
Yeah.
And be prescribed, you know, instead of just like maybe buying off the internet.
Right.
Well, I mean, if that's what it's for and you're already taking medication for it, it's like doubling up.
It is funny, the people that are probably don't need to be taking, they need it, but they probably shouldn't be taking it. In many instances.
Yeah.
Because they're already doing some stuff that could mess with their heart.
Mm-hmm. And we're in this country, you know, requires a prescription. Other countries like Mexico, you walk right into the store and get it.
Get your boner pills.
Where are you going next week?
Yeah.
I already got wanded, man.
Oh, that's why you're going.
I already got wanded.
That's what it is. That's why he's going off resort.
Yeah. Right.
Even though they have the main pharmacy right across.
Whatever.
Highly illegal boner pills.
Yeah.
They're legal.
Just get to sketch the rhino one from the gas station.
No, you're going to find that even the ones that are illegal in Mexico, even just for danger.
Yeah.
Because you like the touch of danger.
That is very, very dangerous there, because fentanyl and all that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Another way that you can improve your sexy time life, these are simple exercises you can be doing. Kegels for everyone. Typically, we hear Kegels are just for women, where it's like has to do with your strengthening your pelvic floor, especially, you know, if you've maybe had a baby, strengthening your pelvic floor. And Kegel. You have a pelvic floor and I have a pelvic floor, men and women.
How do you do that?
So here's how you have to practice it. Okay. You guys are all going to practice with me.
Okay.
Okay. You are going to imagine that you are going number one. And the release, which now is like second nature to you now. You don't even have to think about it. You just release, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine the release and then holding it. But the trick here is when you're holding that muscle, you're contracting the urge to pee, you have to let your rest of your body be relaxed. And I find that incredibly difficult.
All right, okay.
So pretend like you're holding in pee.
Okay, yeah.
And make sure, now hold in the
kinda
pee.
Kind of like holding in a fart.
No, holding in your pee.
It's similar. You're clenching.
Maybe for men, yeah.
Maybe. If I'm holding in a fart, I'm clenching my butt, not my pelvic floor.
It's similar. That's all real
close
together.
Is that different for men?
It's all real close together.
It is close.
It's close, a little different.
It's all your grundle.
It's a little bit different, but it's similar feeling. It's not quite the clench of the butt cheek.
Clench your taint.
But then, clench
the taint
that.
Area.
And that. But make sure that your shoulders are relaxed and the rest of your body.
Oh, I can't.
Right.
Yeah.
Very difficult to do.
We may need some mood music.
Okay.
Okay.
That works.
Okay. My Kegel's on.
Feel like you're about to go to the bathroom, number one.
Okay.
Number one. And then you're stopping that urge.
No, don't go now. Don't go.
With the rest of your body relaxed. And if you practice that over and over and over, it's great for your pelvic floor.
So let me ask you something. Now that you just said that, because I noticed the feeling.
Yeah.
And this might not be relatable to you, but when guys, the guys here on the show, when you go to the bathroom, number one, pee, and do you let everything just go and then all of a sudden you wiggle, or do you at the very end, like, kind of stop it?
Must always the like same the brruh.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's the same feeling.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like when you stop it, that's that muscle.
Oh, yeah, to get access out. Yeah,
if you're trying to stop midstream.
Okay, that's your muscle.
It hurts. That hurts bad.
That's your muscle. And as a matter of fact,
muscle's on fire.
Everyone who's ever recommended doing Kegels in my life say that you should not really ever practice this while you're actually going to the bathroom. Like, you can do it quickly to feel which muscles you're supposed to be using, but you can give yourself a UTI if you're practicing it too much while you're actually going.
You just hear your man or woman in the bathroom just peeing and stopping.
You can do it to identify the muscles, but
they want sexy time. Yeah.
Practice when you're not going to the bathroom.
I see.
Yeah. Right. So the hard part for me is relaxing the rest of your body while you're still contracting that muscle.
This is so interesting about this whole entire thing with the pee thing, because Kegel, that's what you just said, exercises are intentionally contracting and releasing the pelvic floor muscles. Here's how to get started. And it does talk about stop urination midstream.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can do it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't do it often because it can create a habit of contracting while urinating. But it does say you should do it once a month because this does build up that pelvic floor.
Yes.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm. And how does it help your sexy time, though?
Because when you have a strong pelvic floor, it can bring about great...
More pleasure?
No, yes, the moments.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Great moments when it's strong and healthy.
I'm never going to pee again.
Yeah.
No, you should. You just got to practice not.
Practice like I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
And men typically think that, I don't. Kegels aren't for me. Yeah, they are. Everybody has a pelvic floor.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's something that you can do just while you're sitting here. When you're driving to work, when you're sitting on the subway, when you're in the grocery store, you can practice standing up, you can practice sitting down, laying down, wherever you are.
Wow.
Our show's not the strongest pelvic floors. Seriously. Right. Just sitting here, just
the number one.
The number one pelvic floor station.
What I wouldn't give to have that title for real.
Right.
For real.